The Theater School at DePaul University presents In the Heights, music and lyrics by Lin-Manuel Miranda, book by Chiara Alegria Hughes, conceived by Lin-Manuel Miranda. Director, Lisa Portes. Musical director, Mark Elliott. Choreographer, Christina Neves. Dialect coach, Claudia Anderson. Scenic designer, Elise Bela. Costume designer, Courtney Shum. Lighting designer, Daniel Friedman. Sound designer, Rachel Bosvin. Dramaturg, Maureen Kuhl. Stage manager, Dana Stringer, running October 13th through 12th, 2014, at the Theater School at DePaul University's Fullerton Stage, 2350 North Racine Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. Our email is theaterboxoffice@depaul.edu. Our phone number is 773-325-7900. The cast, in order of appearance. Usnavi de la Vega, Wesley Toledo, Nina Rosario, Crystal Ortiz, Kevin Rosario, Jeremy Pfaff, Camila Rosario, Paula Sanchez, Benny, Juwan Lockett, Vanessa, Lucy Blihar, Sunny, Don Buono, Abuela Claudia, Jerry Marshall, Daniela, Sophia Tu, Carla, Victoria Allen, Graffiti Pete, Talia Palmo, The Piragua Guy, Christopher Jones. Ensemble, cover Vanessa and Camila, Madeline Baird. Ensemble, cover Usnavi, Trevor Bates. Ensemble, cover Benny, Denzel Irby. Ensemble, cover Sunny and Graffiti Pete, Craig James Ketchum. Ensemble, cover Daniela and Claudia, Lauren Mitchell. Ensemble, cover Piragua Guy and Kevin, Max Stewart. Ensemble, cover Nina and Carla, Gail Tierney. The time, July 3rd through 5th. The place, one block of Washington Heights, Manhattan. This play will be performed with 1 10-minute intermission. In the Heights is presented through special arrangement with R&H Theatricals. Director's note. Everybody's stressed, yes, but they press through the mess, bounce checks, and wonder what's next. Usnavi, In the Heights. When my father came from Cuba in 1959, he came alone, 15 years old, with a suitcase and a violin. When his father joined him, they worked in an upholstery factory to pull together the money to get his sister and brother over. When my abuela, Tita, finally joined them in 1961, she took in sewing and sold homemade empanadas in the streets of Miami. My father later married my American mother, had a family, and became a sociologist specializing in immigration and urban development. When he and my mother divorced, my siblings and I would spend our summers with my dad and Tita, our regular Nebraskan diet of steak, potatoes, and corn, replaced by moros y cristianos, platanos fritos, and lechon. The talk around the table was about Cuban exiles, Puerto Rican nationalism, Mexican immigration, patterns of assimilation in the first and second generation, the importance of enclaves for the economic success of this or that immigrant group. I learned early to parse the nuances of Latinidad, the similarities and differences among our cultures. My father's side of the family ate, drank, and slept the 20th century journey from Latin America to the United States. The other thing the Cuban exile side of the family always did, and still does, is sing. At every family reunion, out come the guitars, old songs, new ones, all in Spanish, a few in English, and after singing is the time when we dance. In the Heights tells a story I grew up immersed in, the story of a Dominican, Puerto Rican, Cuban community pulled between the Caribbean and the American dream, restless, displaced, vibrant, hopeful, nostalgic. Each of the characters singing and dancing out their own dreams and anxieties, each trying to find, out of the chaos of their journeys, home. Lisa Portes, director. Dramaturgy note. La Curencia is a Spanish word with no single word translation in the English language. The word is described by Barry Lopez as evocative of how feelings and deepest beliefs attach the self to place, 1992. The word originally used in bullfighting applies to defining the overwhelming connection between a people and the lands they inhabit, a search for home. For Latinidad, the community in which an individual was born or raised anchors that person's growth. This community affects one's values, tastes, desires, and goals while becoming one's foundation and home. In the mid to late 1990s, many Latinos fled from their homelands newly occupied by dictators and oppressive regimens. Some prominent instances of these types of escape include the 14,000 Cuban children airlifted during the Operation Pedro Pan and the Muriel boat lift. People had to find a more tolerable life elsewhere while still trying to retain remnants of their past. For so many, that meant leaving home behind. This massive migration left many on the southeast coast, but also brought a great number of late 20th century immigrants to New York City. By the 1980s, a majority of northern Manhattan was Latino. The soul of the islands pumped life into these Manhattan neighborhoods with its immigrant and first-generation American populations. Washington Heights forced immigrants to trade fresh, blue waters of the Caribbean for the murky Hudson and picturesque mountain ranges for skyscrapers and concrete. La Querencia, however, keeps the homeland culture alive. A longing for another place drives the spirit of its community. So much of the Latino community of northern Manhattan remains emotionally connected to the islands of Central America. They may be geographically far away, but their culture has taken on the challenge of replanting their roots. Such strong beliefs and attachment has and will continue to allow this community to succeed. El Barrio may not have been the cool ocean breezes of the islands, but the culture has not been stilted. La Querencia does not go away. Home remains forever in one's heart. Para siempre. Maureen Kuhl, dramaturg.